New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Welcome, this is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Simon Rhee. Simon, are you ready to do this?
I am ready, George. Let's go.
Let's go. Simon is the founder of The Tao of Trading. He has over three decades of experience in financial markets. He's working to help people have a more joyful life by alleviating financial stress. He is the author of The Tao of Trading. Simon, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Okay, thanks very much for the introduction, George. So I've been, I guess, interested in and involved in financial markets for most of my life. You know, I developed an interest, dare I say, a passion for the stock market as in my late teens. I was in my second last year of high school when the 1987 stock market crash happened. And I didn't have any money invested in the market at the time. I was too young. But I found the whole thing I was transfixed by the news and it really just, I guess, captured not just my imagination, but the really kind of intellectually curious part of me as well. So I went on to study economics and finance at university. My first job outside of uni was as a futures broker. So I learned about technical analysis and I learned about derivatives, and it was a good training ground. But I just found that trading wheat and gold and frozen orange juice, it wasn't as exciting or as dynamic as trading, you know, Cisco or Microsoft or, you know, the big kind of tech companies that were coming online at the time. And so 1996, I kind of made the jump and started my career in the stock market with Goldman Sachs. Because I'd had the futures trading background, I kind of built a business around equity derivatives and options trading. And in 2005, I was asked to found and head up the markets desk for Goldman Sachs in Australia, based in Sydney. And our group, or the team that I built, was responsible for structured derivative trades, all of the over-the-counter equity derivative trading, fixed income, foreign exchange trading, the more sophisticated types of things. Did that for a few years, ended up moving to Singapore in 2010 to join Citibank, and kind of retired from the finance industry, if you like, or from the corporate world, at least in 2017. And I got to the point, I guess, in midlife where, you know, I was starting to ask myself some tough questions about what was I doing with my life? What was my marginal contribution to society? And I didn't like the answers I was coming up with. All right. Basically, what I was doing for the large part was helping people who were already incredibly wealthy stay that way or get even wealthier. And I thought, I've got a skill set here. I'd really rather put that to use to people who could really benefit from it, rather than keep on assisting people who frankly don't really need it. So I took a bit of time off, started trading my own account for a living. And then it was conversations with friends and mutual friends put me on the idea of building a course, building a sort of an online education company to teach people what I know. And that's what led me to developing the Tao of Trading.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. So fascination in high school, watching the stock market collapse all the way to opening the derivatives trading desk for Goldman Sachs. That is, I guess, fundamentally congratulations. And then recognizing this is good and valuable work, but it's not having the impact that I want to have. I'd like to help more people find that financial peace of mind, alleviate financial stress. And I know how to do that.
Exactly. And the problem is in the finance industry, and unless you're seriously wealthy, I'm talking sort of eight figures wealthy, the solutions that are available to you are generally not that good. They are designed to be scalable. That is that the people who are providing the solutions, usually banks and Wall Street firms, they're not really that worried about how well they perform. They're just worried about being able to roll them out as quickly into as many people as possible and charge fees on them. And Wall Street has done a very good job of mystifying finance and make it the investing world seem a lot more complex and difficult than it really is. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's nowhere near as hard as most people probably think. And with a little bit of effort and the right education, people can really take control of their own financial future.
We were just talking about how there was a Wall Street Journal article about how a lot of people got into trading, call it 2020, around the pandemic. And we've had this rise of apps like Robinhood, and there's probably dozens of them that have made trading easy. And it's that promise of doing more, of making money, escaping the rat race 9 to 5, but it hasn't proven out. How do you feel about what I've just described? What do you think about it?
I think it's not surprising. The fact is a bull market, a market that's where stock prices are generally rising, makes a genius out of everyone. All right. A market like we saw in 2022 really sorts out, I guess, the amateurs and the punters from the people who take this rather more seriously. People really underestimate the role of risk management in trading, and risk management is crucial because losses are part of the game in trading. They are your major operating expense. They are unavoidable. People don't realize this. So it is risk management that keeps you in the game for the long term. People also greatly underestimate the role that psychology plays in trading, because taking on a few losses in a row can be mentally debilitating, particularly if you're not managing your risk properly. So risk management is essential if you want to be successful long-term, and then adopting the optimal trading psychology, or a winning trader's mindset, really is the final frontier between an aspiring trader and somebody who can actually do this for a living.
So there's been so much talk, probably forever, about active investing versus passive investing. And, to a degree, I imagine that passive investing is what you're talking about, how Wall Street big financial needs to make it scalable. They pass that down to people. And in some ways that's bad. In other ways, it's not necessarily bad, because there's probably a lot of people who just are not interested in it. So they have a vehicle that can help them to do it. I have an analogy that I thought of, and you could tell me if you think I'm right or wrong or close to it, that there are people that play, there are people that play in the NFL, that play professional football. I'm a person, but there's no way I'm ever going to play in the NFL or professional football, because there's just, I'm not going to put in the time or the work, but that doesn't mean that there aren't people that can't do it. So there are people that beat the market. They do it all the time, but that doesn't mean that you're going to do that unless you put in the effort.
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy. I think trading is probably, the bar is much lower. I don't think you need any particular genetic predisposition to become a good trader, whereas to become a professional NFL player, you probably need to be genetically gifted in some respects. I think anybody can become a successful trader with the right work ethic. And it's not that it takes tons of hours a week to do it, but what it takes is consistency, and that's what most people lack. And it's consistency through the good times, which is easy, but also consistency through the less fun times. It's showing up every day, following the process, and falling in love with the process, and being religious about the process and not being attached to the outcome. And this is all part of, I guess, the psychology that I alluded to earlier. These are all really important points. Successful trading is not particularly exciting. I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy the analysis, but I always make sure that I'm never feeling excited, and I'm never feeling scared. I always say, if my Emotions stray beyond mild contentment or mild disappointment. I'm trading too big and I've got to start reducing risk. So, you know, some people say that they get into trading for the highs or, you know, the emotional kick they get from it. Generally, those people will not have a long career.
And it strikes me that that's really one of the big flaws behind some of these online trading platforms that are working to incentivize you to make more transactions, a la social media, and make you feel excited and here we go kind of a thing. And the enthusiasm and exuberance of cryptocurrency and hodling and all that stuff sort of sounds like it runs contrary to what you just said.
Yeah, big time. I think the gamification of trading is, it's very dangerous. Trading is, you know, it's a job. If you treat it like a job.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It will pay you the way a job can in terms of generating that consistent paycheck from month to month. The problem is people often take one of two approaches to trading. They either take sort of the video game mentality, and I think certain providers have encouraged this, again, with the gamification that we talked about, or they approach it with like a lotto ticket mentality. You know, the people say, well, you know, all I want to do is turn my $1,000 into $1 million in 6 months. You know, you might have heard about one person do that. He or she may have been lying about it as well. But stories like that are incredibly rare. If you treat trading like a job, in terms of if you do the work, your chances of getting paid fairly for it are pretty good. That is the sort of attitude I encourage people to have when it comes to training.
But I don't want a job. I'm trying to escape that. How much time? How much time is this new job going to take me?
Well, I mean, initially, like anything, when you're learning the ropes, it will require some additional effort. And I would usually say to people, you know, if you can set aside 15 hours a week, you can get up the curve within a few weeks. Beyond that, once you've, I always say that the first 100 trades, it's like your apprenticeship. Once you've completed 100 trades, you kind of figured out the system, you figured out your brokerage platform, you're still basically a novice, but you're a novice who's got a clue about how things are running. So after your first 100 trades, you can probably get it down to on average about 20 to 30 minutes a day. Now, there will be some days where it takes more time. It might take you an hour. There'll be other days where it might only take you 5 minutes just to check your positions and run a couple of scans and realize that there's nothing to do that day. But once you've, you know, if you think of a golfer who's grooved your swing, if you're a trader that's grooved your swing and you're really at one with the process, 20 to 30 minutes a day is probably about right. If you're spending more than that, you could be over trading. You could be, tooling around with marginal setups that perhaps you shouldn't be doing. But if you trust the process, follow the process, and respect it, then there's no reason why you can't do it in a very time efficient manner.
I think that golf is probably the PGA Tour is probably a better analogy than my NFL. So thank you. I think that makes a lot of sense. So. When you say the first 100 trades, how long theoretically is that? Is that weeks? Is that months?
I would say generally months. I mean, my style of trading, it would probably take you, 4 to 6 months to get to that point.
Got it. And so tell us about your style of trading.
So my style of trading is what's known as swing trading. So I'm not a day trader. I hold positions overnight, and my average holding time, my average holding time frame has gotten shorter, certainly over the last year as markets have become more volatile. But I'll generally hold a position anywhere from, say, 3 days to 3 weeks. That would be about average for me. So I am holding positions overnight. I'm not staring at the screens all day. I put the orders on in the morning session, and then I check them at the end of each day. And it's a very low stress way of trading. I do all of my analysis when the markets are closed, and my emotions are not being spiked by announcements and flashing red and green lights and that sort of thing. I go into a trade knowing exactly when I'll get out of it if it goes wrong, and with a pretty good idea of where I'm going to get out of it if it goes right. And that way, it's a sleep well at night kind of trading method. Maximum risk is always controlled. If I follow my risk management rules, I can never blow up my account.
Nice. And what is the goal of your trading?
So my personal goal is to make 5% per month. Now, some people will hear that figure and they will say, that's ridiculous. It's not possible to make that money. My financial advisor tells me 10% per annum is all I can expect to earn, and anything more than that is gambling. There will be other people who will hear a figure like that and say, well, that's not going to turn my $1,000 into $1 million in 6 months, so why would I bother? Right. And I get both reactions to that number. But that's my personal goal. What I guide people to is if you're trying to figure out how much money you need to trade to kind of make a living or replace your income, back solve for 5% per month. Because that is a figure that's, it's a realistic, achievable, albeit slightly stretched target. But I've got, dozens of people hundreds of traders who are making those types of returns. I've got some traders who are doing much, much better than that as well.
Nice. I think that is an exciting thing. It sounds reasonable to me. I think it'd be better, Simon, if you could figure out how to do the 1,000 to 1 million in 6 months deal.
Yeah,
it's a whole different conversation, but
that would be fun. But I haven't cracked that nut yet.
So, all right. And so I imagine the idea behind your work, the book, the courses, the coaching is that somebody can come to you and learn everything that we need, that I would need to be able to do this.
That's right. So what I'm teaching people in my online academy, if you like, I call it Options Academy. It's really the distillation of everything that I've learned over the last 30 years. So there's over 20 hours worth of videos. They're sort of broken down into, bite-sized 15 or 20-minute modules. But in about 20 hours, you're kind of getting the condensed version of what took me about three decades to kind of experience and learn for myself. I've made a ton of mistakes in the past. And, my goal is to help people make as few of those mistakes as possible by learning from my mistakes.
Yeah. One can only imagine. I mean, there are probably an endless number of mistakes you can make when working in the field that you're working in and thinking about the stuff that you're thinking about. So who do you think is there a certain temperament that somebody has to have? Who is a good candidate?
I think the less emotional you can be about your trading, the better off you are. I always encourage people to approach trading in a very unemotional manner. If you are feeling emotional, cut your position size, reduce your risk, and you'll generally find that you're on a more even emotional keel. But I think emotional control would be the key thing that people struggle with. Another thing that people really struggle with is this desire to be right. Most people would rather drink bleach than admit that they were wrong. Unfortunately, in trading, admitting that you are wrong early and quickly will save you a ton of money. All right. And being wrong in trading, like I said, it's just part of your operating expenses. The thing is, in trading, a 60% win rate is actually really good. You know, if you're winning 60% of your trades, you're doing well. There are not many jobs in real life outside of trading where being right only 60% of the time is going to win you a heap of accolades. All right. And this is one of the ways in which the trading world is very different from kind of the real world or the non-trading world, if you like. But if you can win 60% of your trades and you make twice as much on your winners than what you lose on your losers, you can make a really good living that way.
That makes sense. Well, Simon, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can they find Options Academy? Where can they get their copy of The Tao of Trading?
So you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter username is Simon_Ree. I'm on LinkedIn. That's Simon Ree. You can follow me there too. My website is www.taoftrading. That's TAOOFTRADING.com. And George, what I've got is a special for your listeners. If they go to taoftrading.com/lifeblood, they can find out a little bit more about me. They can download the first chapter of my book for free, and they can access a pretty sizable discount on some of our programs.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Simon your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Tao of Trading. It's taoftrading.com/lifeblood and check out all the great resources and see if this is a good fit for you. Thanks again, Simon.
Thank you, George. Been a pleasure.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.